You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your Rockola jukebox operator, welcoming you to the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is the Juke in the Back. You see, you couldn't get all that great rhythm and blues music from the jukebox in the front of the establishment. To hear all that low-down, dirty R&B, you had to travel to the Juke in the Back. Because let's face it, that's where all the Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens went to drink whiskey and dance the night away on our sawdust-covered floor. And for the next hour, we're gonna dig down deep into the great unsung ladies of rhythm and blues. Now, over the last couple of years, I've done plenty of shows featuring female vocalists. I've produced programs on boogie-woogie pianists and singers, Camille Howard and Hatta Brooks. I've also done features on Faye Adams, Big Maybelle, Lil Greenwood, Laverne Baker, Little Miss Cornchucks, and Ruth Brown, just to name a few. But now I'd like to play a variety of female singers that just don't have the depth of output to do full-blown shows on. But still, these Hep Kittens need to be heard. So over the next hour, we're going to hear some female artists that you know, and probably a few that you've never heard of before. Some who had hits, like Veretta Dillard, Ann Cole, and The Cookies. Others who should have had hits, like Gwen Johnson and Benita Cole. And in the middle of the program, we're going to hear three songs that were never issued at the time by a rare singer named Olive Brown. I promise this show's going to be a crowd pleaser. Let's kick it off with the great and highly underrated Veretta Dillard. She was born on February 3rd, 1933 in Harlem. After winning two consecutive talent competitions at the Apollo Theater, she was signed to Savoy Records. Even though her first couple of singles flopped, DJ Alan Freed invited her to play at the infamous Moondog Coronation Ball, which is generally thought to be the very first rock and roll concert, held on March 21st, 1952 in Cleveland. That's the famous show that was shut down after just a couple of minutes. Veretta Dillard was on the bill, but never got a chance to perform. Her next single, though, Easy Easy Baby, did make the charts, topping out at number 8. Let's kick off the show with her biggest hit, which she scored during the summer of 1953. It's Mercy, Mr. Percy, and it topped out at number 6 on the national R&B chart. Mercy, Mr. Percy was recorded on May 15, 1953, and it features George Kelly on tenor sax, Haywood Henry on barry sax, Lonnie Johnson on guitar, Lee Anderson on piano, Prince Babs on bass, and Gene Brooks on the tubs. Mercy, Mr. Percy was so big it became Veretta Dillard's theme song, and it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back as we salute the unsung ladies of rhythm and blues.
mercy on me.
Loretta Dillard with Easy, Easy Baby, issued during the summer of 1952, where it topped out at number 8 on the national R&B chart. She would go on to score one more R&B hit in 1955 with a tribute to the late great Johnny Ace called Johnny Has Gone. We lost Loretta Dillard at the age of 60 in 1993. Up next, we have an unsung female singer who didn't have any chart success. But as you'll hear from these three sides that I'm going to play, she really should have had a hit. Her name, Gwen Johnson, and she was born in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Don Roby, the infamous owner of Peacock Records, discovered Gwen at the Dewdrop Inn in New Orleans. She was 17, he was impressed, and so he arranged for a recording session back at Peacock's headquarters in Houston. She had a few recording sessions for Roby before moving out to the West Coast at age 19. There she hooked up with Ernie Freeman, and he had her singing backup vocals for Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, The Four Preps, and other heavy hitters on Capitol Records. Johnson came from a very musical family. Both of her parents were musicians, and she had two famous brothers, saxophonist Plaz Johnson and pianist and singer Ray Johnson. On the following sessions during 1953 and 54, she was backed up by Quentin Batiste and his orchestra. We're going to hear one side of her first single and both sides of her second single for Peacock Records. This first one really evokes the mood of her native New Orleans. So dig it, baby, as we feature some of the unsung female vocalists of rhythm and blues this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Now let's go back to 1953 with Gwen Johnson.
Last week you met 14. of this game. But the big boys never told you how trouble got its name. Please, young boy, go home while you still have time. Daddy turns his back on you, when fate tells you that you're all through. Don't cast all hopes away, 'cause there will come the day when things will break your way. Don't let life torture you, let a trumpet blow away the blues. Once was a time when baby got out of line. I worried till my hair turned gray. But it ain't like that no more, 'cause now I know the score, and here's how all troubles will go. Just let yourself get loose while a trumpet blows away the blues.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Derek Justman, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
Satisfied.
The great Ann Cole on the Juke in the Back with Are You Satisfied? She was backed up on that record by the Dave McRae Orchestra featuring the great Mickey Baker on guitar. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And this week I'm dedicating the entire show to some of the great unsung ladies of rhythm and blues. The women who are often overlooked, but still made a big impact on rhythm and blues and early rock and roll. Now, before Ann Cole, we heard three non-charting records by the hardly ever heard of Gwen Johnson. Only two singles of hers were ever released on the Peacock label. We heard one side of her first single from 53 and both sides of her second single, Young Boy, backed with A Trumpet Blows Away Your Blues from 1954. Now let's catch up with Ann Cole, who was born Cynthia Coleman in January of 1934 in Newark, New Jersey. Before getting into secular music, she was a gospel singer like many artists of her day. Her group, the Colemanaires. She recorded gospel in 53 and 54 for the Timely and Apollo labels. Then in 1956, Saul Rabinowitz brought her over to his brand new label, Baton Records. Are You Satisfied, which you just heard, was her first release on Baton in 56. It went to number 10 on the National Rhythm and Blues chart. Her next charting record came in January of 57. This time the record read, Ann Cole with the Suburbans and Orchestra. The song is In the Chapel, and it reached number 14 on the national charts. So let's hear the fantabulous and highly underrated Ann Cole, right here on the Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Chapel, while tipsy woman giving me advice. I got some red hot tips I have to keep on ice. I got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you. Oh, I'm gonna love you so till I don't know what to do. I got my rabbit foot, I know it's working right. I got your strand of hair, I keep day.
The great and highly underrated Ann Cole with Got My Mojo Working, But It Just Won't Work On You, Baby, 1957, and yes, it was her record of that song that inspired Muddy Waters to cut his own. Ann recorded Mojo on January 27th, 1957 in New York City. The other musicians are unknown. We only know that Mickey Baker was playing that smoking guitar part, and that the vocal group The Suburbans were backing her up. Unfortunately, Mojo failed to chart. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're paying tribute to some of the unsung ladies of vintage rhythm and blues. Up next, a woman I'm pretty sure you've never heard of. Her name is Olive Brown, and she never scored a popular record. However, just because history overlooked her at the time, doesn't mean we have to overlook her now. She was from St. Louis, and she made her first records for the World's label, based out of Nashville, during the late 1940s. By the 50s, she was living and working in New York City. Bandleader Earl Warren discovered her and used her on some recording dates with Buck Clayton. The following three recordings I'm going to play for you were never issued by Peacock Records. They were discovered in the vaults years later. It turns out this was an audition tape that Olive Brown cut for Don Robey, hoping to be discovered. Normally, something like this wouldn't be of interest to the Juke in the Back, but these recordings are that good that they must be heard. I have no idea who the band backing her up on these records are. We're going to start off with a great tune called Roll Like a Big Wheel, then move into the fantastic Letter to My Girlfriend, and we'll wrap it up with Looking for a Home. Here are three recordings you'll never hear on the radio, but they deserve to be spinning right here on the Juke in the Back. Thank you.
letter serve as a notice to let you know that we are no longer friends. For you have committed the one act for which there is no forgiveness. You have taken my name. You have stolen from me the one thing that made my life worth living, my lover. It would be foolish for me to try and tell you all the torture I'm going through, but this much I must tell you. Honey, don't mistreat him. Don't try to make a dog and a fool of him as you have so many others, because if you do, I'm afraid it would be more than I could bear. It's been less than an hour since he's been gone, but it seems just like a million years. I don't know how I was able to stand it as he sat here and told me he was in love with another woman. You, maybe I should have told him exactly what he was letting himself in for, but I didn't. But I am telling you, if you are not really in love and ready to treat him right, send him back to me before it's too late. The last thing he said to me before he left was that no matter what he ever did or where he went, the first love in his heart was me. And as he kissed me goodbye for the last time, it seemed as though my very last breath of life was going out the door behind him. So now I'm saying to you, this is the last time you'll ever steal a man. For from this day on, my life is dedicated to his happiness. Today I become a watchdog, and from now on, I watch you. And the day you get tired of him and try to cast him aside is the day you die. You have taken my love. Now let it last you for a lifetime. And now I close my letter. Your ex-girlfriend, Miss Olive, have been misused, Brown. P.S. And another thing, I don't care where you see me, on any street that I'm on, please cross over on the other side. 'Cause, honey, I'm afraid I can't stand you. You hear? And I do mean you. Thank you.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to feature another unsung lady of rhythm and blues. She was born in Memphis with the name Venita Cole, but she went professionally under Bonita Cole. Only one side of one record was ever issued on Bonita Cole, and it came out in 1953 off the new Duke label. It was Duke number 111. Bonita Cole is backed up by the Bill Fort Orchestra, and Bill Fort is sole possessor of the B-side, Gatemouth's Ghost. But the A-side belonged to Bonita Cole, and it's this week's Great 78. Here she is with Life's Like That.
You've got to cry a little, sigh a little. Sometimes you even have to lie a little. You know life is like that. Yes, you know life is like that. Well, if you don't know, I'm sorry for you. Sometimes you're held up, sometimes held down. Sometimes your best friend don't even want you around. No, life is like that. Yes, you know life is like that. But if you don't know, just listen to me. When I wake up in the morning, blues and trouble all around my bed. Well, when I wake up in the morning, blues and trouble is all around my bed. And when she's right, men say she's wrong. When a woman's wrong, she's wrong. And when she's right, men say she's wrong.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Bye.
The Cookies on the Juke in the Back with the parenthetical Hold Me, Hold Me, Hold Me, Don't Let Go, 1954, issued on the Lamp subsidiary of Aladdin Records out of Los Angeles. The Cookies were formed in the early 1950s in Brooklyn, New York. They originally consisted of Dorothy Jones, Darlene McRae, and Beulah Robertson. That song, Don't Let Go, backed with All Night Mambo, was their only release on Lamp. In 1955, they were signed to Atlantic Records, where they were used mostly as backup singers for Big Joe Turner and Chuck Willis. They did, however, get some releases on Atlantic before Ray Charles usurped them and renamed them the Raylettes. The Cookies' first single for Atlantic was issued in mid-1955. Let's hear it now. It's Precious Love, as we feature the unsung ladies of rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Precious love, precious love, precious love.
In my arms and his grace.
In Paradise, the Cookies' only charting single during their first incarnation. They would, of course, come back in the early 60s and have hits like Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby, Chains, and Girls Grow Up Faster Than Boys. The second version of the group contained Dorothy Jones, Earl Jean McRae, who is the younger sister of Darlene McRae, and Margaret Ross. Now, the most famous Cookie slash Raylette was probably Margie Hendrix, who joined the group in 1956, right before they became the Raylettes. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's tribute to some of the unsung ladies of rhythm and blues and early rock and roll. Until next time, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with another Cookies release on Atlantic right before they became the Raylettes. This failed to chart, but they were trying to use the same formula that was so successful on In Paradise. It's called Down by the River, and it's closing down The Juke in the Back. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.